See what he says, which is tremendously significant. Let's read together. It's just a line. Shalosh noshim mishamshes b'moch. Pirush Rashi. Mutaras l'shamesh b'moch. V'yaf al gav d'shar noshim asuras v'shem ashtos azera. Ela mutaras. Rashi shita. V'nir l'rabein atam. Doktana v'yayla n'shaf al gav l'avonos hakom azera ninu. Lo also l'shamesh ba'adai. Lo havi ashtos azera came in the derech tashmish b'kach. Hoch inami b'moch. Cave under derech tashmish b'kach. Eino asur. Rav Moshe calls this the Ramoz Hagoh. If you look on the previous page, and we call the Sharblat, Pisker Mordechai Hagos, Mordechai Hagos, Ramoz, Rabbeinu Moshe Israel. This is the Ramoz. And they're in a bracket with a little star. Okay? And that's exactly here, right? And Simon Gimel, right away, there's that very significant Hagoh of the Ramoz. Umefarash Rabbeinu Tam, Tzrichas L'shamash B'moch, V'eitza Tova Komash V'lon, Aval Shar Noshim, Einon Tzrichos, Miyu Ibo L'shamash B'moch, Leki Sura. Notice, there's nothing in the Mordechai Simon Gimel that changes it from Kodan Tashmash to the Yachat Tashmash. This is exactly what we spoke. This is the Mashal. This is the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo is Mamash Mechavin, the Ruach Kodsho, as the Chazanish put it, so the Mordechai, I don't know if you have Mordechai, I don't know if you did, whatever, he doesn't quote it, but this is exactly a Shita, the coolest of both. Rav Moshe is aware of this and quotes it, he doesn't like it too much, but I found an amazing sequel, Rabbi Osai, to Rav Moshe's Shuvis, in Chelek Dalet. If you can get off, you want to show it what he says. Well, he just in the nick of time. Shut Igris Moshe. Chelek Dalid Simon Ayin. Following Shalom, this can happen to anybody. The man goes to the Rav and says, "No, Mochas us." Goes tells his wife. She says, "Goodbye. I'm not getting pregnant. No Moch." No deal. No moch, no deal. Goes back to the rabbi and says, "Rebbe, I gave you a psak to my Rebbetzin, and the Rebbetzin refused to be with me without moch. Now what?" So you would think, so I said it's also, it's also. The Rebbetzin of Pasen Shalos now. What is a poseket? My psak is my psak, and if she says no, it's too bad. Listen to this one. It's an amazing thing about Moshe. Thank you so much.
This is
Ebenezer. No, Chelek Dalet. I'm sorry. Also related to this our discussion a little bit, but not for right now. Sorry, I'm the wrong Chelek. Oh, sorry. Okay. Thank you. Here we go. This is written a long time ago. This is a sequel, which is only published in Chelek Dalet. I guess Rav Moshe didn't want to publish it or whatever in the previous other Tshuvas. This is in Tov Reish Tzadi Vov, right? Shimash B'moch. What's the title? The title gives it all away. Eino Misratza Lebala Bofanach. She refuses to live with him without moch. Dvarshelas Gisenu Mari Nerayor. That was Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Small. That was the recipient of the tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simon Samach Gimel, the long one, which is written Tov Reish Tzadi Hey in Luban. Bin Moch She B'Shas Tashmish B'Shas Hakonis Ibruk For Kasafti Lechem Shoresi Lehokel. I wrote a tshuva. It was printed, and because of something, I sent it. They gave him a copy, and I added da 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 da. I gave it to my brother, and I go get it from him. After I sent my tshuva to my brother, Melo Shlita. Hosafti ol binyan zeh, shebav anoseinu rab, nispashta bein hanoshim kale hadas, umechusre yira shemayim, rotzon shlo laholet arbe bonim kayodua. This is 1936. We're going to say in 2011. Alright? Okay. Vim yesh liyechad isha kazu, Shemitzonu l'saber b'shem oifen u'bevadai kevan she'en lo sakona v'yicholo l'saber ein olav chiv ona l'shamash ima b'ofen shlo tuchal l'saber, as we spoke about in the previous shuva. V'ad rabba mistaber she'yesh l'din moredes, whee, moredes mitashmish imena rotzal es dakak lo b'ofen shlo tuchal l'saber. Can you imagine that? The whole din is except the ksubas and Ebenezer. Wow, but redes loses a ksuba and all kinds of other things. Mikomuk. If Eina wrote to the Garsha, why should you divorce her? A few good reasons. Machmas Abonin, the children. Oh, Shoma Shemayim. Machmas Oevosa. He loves her. What's this, Hollywood? This is Luban. Like apparently, I was important even to Luban. Okay? Yeah? Uchadoyme, or other such reasons. Yesh Mokom Bahatlo Lashamash Yim Bemoch Shastash Mishnamatirin. Livo Bakroi, Shalokadaka Batsar Zera. What? Rav Moshe is wild. He's making a comparison between Tosis Lamadal and the Beis we saw. The Re was Mate Bakroi, Rav Shalokadaka, and this guy whose wife refuses to take away the Moch. Why? What's the comparison? Fascinating. This is such a fascinating comparison. Look at it, and we'll see soon who's Mechavan to Mamash to Rishonim. Believe it or not. Watch this. We saw that in Chelek Aleph. Okay, right? He's Misava. He has a taiva, some crazy taiva for Shaloka Dark. He's not entitled to that taiva except once in his life. I think the Shalosh said once in your life. And back Roy means you forgot the last time. That's what Moshe said. Okay, fine. V'imken gam b'zeh nei shalek olav chiyuvon ava leka kan tzorech mitzvah mikol makom kemen shemis avala in a normal fashion havez ala tzorech v'en ala batola u'mutter v'ochi yim u'mutter av tomid b'shem de'en shem chiluk b'en akroi ala tomid b'yisurin v'chol atam b'shalok adak hu kud b'yarti b'tshuva hanal anav gimel machwa shi ev shal is avas az et tomid. It's not normal shalok adak aval hocha shu kadarka who mis ave kederach ha'oretz, sheshayach ze av tomid, muter gam b'choleis, kemo b'akroi, kolz man she'en erotz v'liz dakak lo b'shum oifen shlo b'moch. Wow! The woman forced Rav Moshe's hand. We often got our hands forced by different situations. The woman forced Rav Moshe's hand. How do you like that? Okay? Kein lahari v'harosh, Tosis, Tur, Ramosh, Itiru, Lilo, Shlokadaka, Yesh Lahatir. The notes of Azeh? Yesh Gamshidas HaMordechai, Shemata L'chol HaNoshim, L'shamesh B'moch. That's what you saw here in Simon Gimel. The Moshe was not a big fan of this Mordechai, but once you're in Mimater it, you throw in the Mordechai, which we call the Amshul Shlomo, says Mechavan on his own, to the Mordechai. Okay, that's the basic thrust of the Tshuva.
He's writing to his brother. Which brother? He had more than one brother? Oh, that's Pshat Giseno, our brother-in-law. I was wondering what's going on. He's writing to a brother of his, and he's talking about a different brother. Achino, our brother. Maram, Rav Mordechai, the Shoshkovas, Rav Mordechai. And now Rav Moshe had another brother. Sure. I never knew. Did you know Rav Moshe had another brother? Who knew? It's clear from this tshuva that Moshe had more than one brother. Rav Mordechai was killed by the communists, if I'm not mistaken. That's what Moshe almost was. But apparently another brother who, I don't know if he survived, is the biography of Rav Moshe in the first posthumous volume. Actually, I have it. I have the second posthumous, the newest one, the Tess. Ches has the biography. If you want someone to look there and see if they have about another brother. Obviously, it's another brother. It's talking about our brother-in-law and our brother. And then he signs it, Achicha. Achichem, I'm signing as a brother, but not Rav Mordechai, another brother. Okay. We found some history of Rav Moshe, also fascinating. Rav Moshe is the Gadol Hador and was Mechavin Ledas Rishonim.
Rabbi Sai, I don't know if anybody has a kovetz or anything like that. Tosfos Rid. Can you get it on screen for the coming to see? But otherwise, I'll read it to you. Okay, if you can get Tosfos Rid, a famous Rishon. Not it's one of the Gedolei early Rishonim, Tosfos Rid. Let's read it in Shabbat, Tosfos Rid. Rabbeinu Yeshaya HaRishon Azok and Mitrani. Italy. Okay, this is a beautiful edition. Came out in 1995. Meir Sharim. And it has, you know, I almost didn't see it because it said on the outside, Tosfos Rid on Moed. Almost didn't bother opening it up. It has the Siddur, Shabbos, Erev, Pesach, Roshana, Yom, Sukkah, Beit, Megillah, Moed, Kodach, Chagiga, Betainus, Yevamis. Hey, Yevamis fell into Moed, I don't understand, but it's here. Yes.
Is this the beloved Moshe only applied with Moed?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we are, you saw that the Darker may be better than Moed. We'll see that soon. The Tosfos Rid is an Awadaf. Yud Beis, Amid Beis. I'll start reading while he's looking for it online. Gimel Nashem, Meshavash, Moed. Frek the rid, v'yikasha, hey chitiru chachomim lahotzi zaro lasos kemas erev onan. Let him just abstain. What's going on over here? How can they be matters you think? So let him abstain. They don't have yavamas. Can you imagine that? Look at this. They have so many mesechtas, they don't have yavamas. Oh. Okay, I'll say it. You'll have to take my word for it. It's here, page Reish Chav Chef. Reish Chav Ches, column 1. Tshuva! Listen to this tshuva. Amazing. Ezehu maise erva onan she'asara Torah kol she'kavanoso shalotis aber k'dei shalot yakish yofya ve'narotza l'kayim puruvu mimena. He, the man, doesn't want to have kitzimer. It's his decision. Because they don't want to lose a beauty or whatever other mishagas. That's an aver of erva onan. Avlam kavanoso shalotovu de sakana mutter. Okay? Because it's not his intention to stop. He loved that more kids though. The doctor says he'll die. His hands are tied. Look at the next line. V'cheinami imiskaven litavas yitzro. V'ena miskaven shalotisaber mutter. Mutter. Erev Onan was kavanasam shalol disaber. Are you over him? Over him. Aber misha kavanaso lahashlan tavas yitzro the re. But shalok adaka ain't over. Shekol mash adam rotsa lasas beishto also. That's the Tosfos Kanaf Lamadal quotes the Gemara Masechta Nedarim. Lo yikoy mash chazaro. I'll prove it to you. Says the Halakha Tosfos Rid. Shilu kain. If you can go against me, says chazazera. The yishka vadim haktana v'amu beres v'akara. How you live with that such a woman she can't conceive? The answer is, he's not attempting to, he, the man, is not trying, his intention is not to confound the divine will of Puruvu. So what's he doing? He has a type of very official Logodarka, so what he's entitled to once in his life or when he forgot the last one. Or his wife refused to have children, what's he going to do? Divorce her, it's not an option. And comparing the Gimel Nashim to the Shaloka Dark. Mamish Mechavim. All Gedolim. We're Mechavim to Rishonim, even though they didn't. If Bar Ilan is not a Tosfos Rid, believe me that in Luban, Rav Moshe didn't have it. Believe me. Okay? I'm not sure when this was even printed. I don't have it in Bar Ilan. To me, it's a Pella.
Probably
oh, it's only 14, you're saying?
Oh, no, but this is the online.
Is the online one? Is the most recent one? Hold on. It's called Pisk. Oh, you know what? It's called Piskei Rid. Oh. Try Piskei. Just, I want to show it. Try Piskei Rid. He says, oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, I'm not sure. I'm reading the bottom footnote. Try Piskei Rid. See if it can't hurt to try. Elu Piskei Rid Miksav Yad Shechter. That's from the Gnezer, I guess, or something or other. V'apsokim b'motzos mochon ha-talmud miksaviyat Paris. Two different kisvayah. U'vitos hutpusu arachsha v'shem Tosfos Rid. They say it was published mistakenly as Tosfos Rid until, yeah, is this using Piskei Rid?
I'm looking
at
Piskei.
I can probably get
a notch of
Chachma, actually.
Nah.
It's
not
a Poskim al-Hashas.
Poskim al-Hashas?
There's
Rishonim
and
Poskim
al-Hashas, which I
don't
know.
Right, but it's with the
Poskim.
With the riff.
Oh, you're saying with the riff.
Post-it.
This one, and then look in the riff?
Shalom post on the Bavli.
Okay. And then riff.
We had a right toast.
I mean, there's, that's not, it's no. not.
Maybe this Pisgah read. It says Poskim on Shas. Keep going. No. Okay, Rabbi say, don't trust me here. I'll give it to Yaakov to read. Page Reish Chav Ches, you tell me if I made a mistake, you tell everybody. Edech never be sur. It's there, the screen doesn't have it, but it's there, it's in real hot print. Rabbi say, this Yisod of the Rid can be found in other Svarim as well, who seem to quote this, but for the moment we'll just assume that this is the way it is, and just to save some time, we'll discuss further in Yom. Okay, Rabosai. So we had the Mordechai we read today, which holds like the Marashal, fundamentally, and then we saw the Tosis Rid and Rav Moshe in the sequel in Chelek Dalet. That's what we saw so far today, Rabosai, which we hadn't seen yet. Okay. Now, Rabosai, I'd like to address two issues. Number one, our Tosis, which really is very hard to understand on Yud Beis and Yud Beis. Let's take a look. Just push up shot in the words of Tosis. There? Okay, push up shot in the words of our Tosis. We discussed this once before, but I just want to get back to it a little bit. Give you my theory, I guess. We'll call it my theory. Tosis on Yud Beis and Yud Beis and Masechta Yevamos speaks about something which we don't fully grasp scientifically. It's based on the Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph. It says over there, why can a woman do a lot of bedikas? It's Meshubachas. The Noshim Lav Benos Hargosha Ninu. Mashmadi Havi Benos Hargosha Havi Osir. If there would be Benos Hargosha, it would be prohibited. And some say no, it means they're not Benos Isir Hargosha. What? What's going on? What's wrong? What's happening? Which is wrong? So there's somehow mashkiz zera. What do the words mashkiz zera mean? What's ishaki sazria mean? What do the words mean? So Rabbi Osai, there are three ways that the Rishonim talk about it. The Rambam seems to understand the zera of the woman to be, the Rambam's a doctor. The zera of the woman is the egg. The egg. The Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Tazria, talks about blood. Of course, none of this can have anything to do with. She controls neither the egg nor the blood. So, how can it be possibly an issue of Ashkos Zera, of her own Zera, on the part of the woman? We don't understand it. In another, it's a different Gemara, where the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes it, Chumash and Rashi, Rabbi Osai. Chumash and Rashi. You have to learn. I have to know Chumash and Rashi. Yes, sir.
Who's the blood?
Ramban, at the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Isha ki Sazria v'yolda zacha. Opening Pesukim in Parshas Tazria. I apologize. I thought it was a Rashi, not Pasuk. It's not here. Okay, it's a Gemara. You have to know Gemara too. The Gemara says in Masechta Nida, Adaf Lamed Aleph, commenting on that Pasuk, Isha Ki Sazria, the Yolda Zohar. The Gemara has the following comment. Lamed Aleph, the top of Amud Beis, talks about Mitok Shemashim Atzman Bebeten Kedesh Sheyizru Nishosei and Tchila Sheyiu Beneim Zchorim. Wow, a man can somehow arrange that his wife's going to have Zchorim, huh? We know it's many men who have five girls, six girls, seven. They keep having girls. They don't seem to be able to pull this thing off. What do you do with a, a twins, a boy and a girl? It's fitting over here. It doesn't mean 100% guarantee, but somehow it does something or other. What does it mean? What does it mean? So some interpret it to mean ovulation. Ovulation. That's the Rambam's shot in the Zera Aisha. But doesn't fit. Mashmal abetim. So if it means ovulation, and Ramban says it means dam. What do I mean dam? Dam is nothing to do. If there's dam, there's no child. I'm going to give you my pshat in the Ramban, which is a bit scientific, and the Chazanish also does the Ramban. Ramban and Chazanish were also, aside from the godless Nora and Torah, were also very adept in science. You just read about them. Unbelievably. My theory is as follows. Ovulation, a little bit of biology over here, ovulation is the trigger of one of two things, a child or a period. 14 days after ovulation, if the egg is not fertilized, the period comes. So maybe that's the pshat. Isha kisas ria, according to the Ramban and the Rambam, it means the egg. So that egg comes out, and they call the Ramban calls it dam, as is the Chazanish, because that's what leads to the dam. Not the dam mamash. When it's dam mamash, there is no pregnancy. Maybe. I'm just giving you my theory. But it's clear as day that this is something about talking about something else. It means, and I have an article which, again, so the Chasam Sofer learned pshat. Now, Isar Ashchos is there on the part of the woman I mentioned to you before. This is indeed the Dafyud Gimel. Means she is eliminating the Zera of the husband, which is in her. There's no such thing really as Zera Haisha. Oh, that's very good, but it doesn't work with this Gemara Masechta Nida. It works well with the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. I don't have it with me. I thought I had it. There's a piece by Rabbi Yehuda Levi. He's the very famous Talmud Chacham and professor who used to live in Washington Heights, and now he lives in Beit Vegan, who wrote already 40 years ago, I kid you not, 40 years ago, in Tu Ba'amorim, that he thinks it is the, what he calls a quote, Hafroshos shel tzavar harechem sheyotzos ayedei chimum. When a woman becomes aroused, there are certain secretions from that area of the body, they serve as lubricants and serve other functions. That's what's called mazras. And Harav Levi, who's a scientist, says that if these secretions precede the moment that the husband is motzi zera, it changes the level of the acid and the base in that part of the body, and there could be a greater chance of having a boy. Wow. So therefore, the man is masha atzma ala beten, which means in the time of Tashmish, he is patient and is not mazria until after the woman has already become more excited, etc., which is the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah of ona, which requires some patience. If he does that, because of the chemical change in the air, there's a greater chance of his having a son. That's a pashup shot in the Gemara, lamed aleph mit beis. Now the Gemara is discussing, is there an isser for the woman to create these secretions, not in the context of Tashmish, by some other touching, etc., with her hands, etc., etc. Either just touching the hand to do a bedika for the woman does bedika for to make sure she's not a nida, does not create that kind of a reality. Or on the other pshat, and it does, there's no isser involved. That's the push-up shot in our Tosis, based on this pshat by Rabbi Yehuda Levi. I'm just giving you the Maramok. Okay. If you want to know exactly where to find it, it's something called Korot. Go back to Tav Shin Lamed Aleph, and then Tav Shin Lamed Dalet, where he has this Yisov. Okay? Before, I didn't want to leave the sugya before at least mentioning this, if only briefly. Okay, Rabosai, everyone ready to go Vaita? We have a lot to talk about today, and we're not going to finish the sugya today. I'd like to finish it on Sunday, no guarantees either. But there'll be new Maramokomas on Sunday, a little bit relates to this sugya, and also one more sugya I would love to do if I can before Rosh Hashanah. Next week's a short week. Okay, so now we have a Rambo. I think we should see the Rambo right now. We saw it once before. It's time to see it again. Simen Aleph. very important. There's one Maramakam that we haven't even looked at yet. He's probably wondering why. In Simon Aleph, Siv Gimel, the Ramah said, Sifches. Yesh lo bonim harbe. Yarish im Yisa Yisha Basbon, the second marriage. Yavok Totus and Merivis ben Abonim, Ubein Ishto, Mutal Yisa Yisha She'ena Basbonim. He can marry a woman who's not a Basbonim. Where is the source for this din? Trumas Adeshen Simen Reish Samach Gimel. Now, what's the basis for the Trumas Adeshen Simen Reish Samach Gimel? It's a Gemara in Yevamos, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Rabbosai, let's take a look. This is on the Makaris. Please turn. Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Mem Dalet. I think it's on the Makaris. Make a mistake? Yes. Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Malamed. A very short piece. Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara over here, Malamed, the sixth line, Shemasiyah lo etza ho genes lo, Shemhoyah hu yeled bizkena, hu zaken viyalda, omer lo, malacho etzel yalda, malacho etzel zkena, klach etzel shekemoscha, vialtosim ketotel bebeisecha. The Gemara is assuming that the proper marriage partner is someone who's approximately your age, a little younger, a little older, not a whole 25 years difference. It's been known to work here and there, but it's usually not advisable. So therefore, if they're off by such a big amount, they give them a chance, they tell them to do chalitza. Frek the Trumas Adeshen. What? We have a famous rule that mitzvah yibum is kodemes. We saw that in one of the opening shirim. Yibum is a full mitzvah. Chalitza is really not such a big mitzvah. There's an expression, Chalitza b'mokav yimein a mitzvah, mitzvah yim is kodemes, right? So what are you telling? To be mevat the mitzvah to say the rice of yim? It goes a katata? Apparently yes, says the Trumas Adeshen. So therefore, by the same token, we can say that although it's a mitzvah of the Erev Altanach Yedecha, nonetheless, katata, to make fights, between the subsequent stepchildren, no, between the children and the subsequent stepmother and half siblings can cause a terrible fight. To avoid that fight, you're not required to marry Isha Bas Bonim. Better to marry an Isha who is not a Bas Bonim. Of course, the question becomes, if this is the case, that we're pushing on an Isha Doraisa, so then why are we saying it only in the context of the Erev Altanach Yedecha? Why wouldn't we say it even in the case of somebody who hadn't fulfilled Puruvu yet? Maybe he only had boys, only had girls. Why is it limited to this kind of a case? And of course, this is relevant for the following reason, which is a very, very important yisod for today's Shia. We saw already in Rav Moshe's Svarim about Noshim Kale Hadas don't want to have many children. That's a problem. But I have a bigger problem. I find it a bigger problem right now. There are women who don't want to have children upon marriage. Why not? They have good reasons. Well, they think they're good reasons. They're in college, graduate school, careers, or the husband is in smicha, there's not enough money to go around, or whatever, you name it. It's always a problem of money. Money is always a problem. So before reading other sources and give you my own piece, I asked you to just look at that Ezer Mikodesh in Simen Ayin Vav Sivav. Quick look. If you all have it in the Shulchan Aruch, I hope. Look at the Ezer Mikodesh, Simen Ayin Vav. That's where the Rambam is quoted. Ayin Vav Sivav, the Mechavik goes to Rambam as a chiv of Ona, which is not subject to Mechila until the person fulfilled Puruvu. Nireh, the Gambi Meyin Nika and Levatel. Ona, Ayde Mechilasa, Koshal Kim Priru. Kigam Shatiklu Chazal Shalisa Muberes Chavero, Shat Chashash Chesaron Hanaka, Ainza Kim Mitzad Shumasal, the Rabbim, the Cholas Manam, the Cholas Makomas, Ruba the Alma Yeshim Kalas Hadas, because they're Mitzad Natosa Machara Betza, Mitzad Atzlus, the Chadomer. Mashenka, the Gabi Abitza Priru, Kosman Shaev Shashitis Aber, Shayach Azmitzazu, the Otu. Oni she'ein lo b'malafarnis yiladim yepotu mi'mitzus asay the pruru of ooh bit miya. But in America it's benichusa. Oni she'ein lo it's potu. Now they just changed the punctuation. That's all. From a question mark they made it into a period. Unbelievable. All right. The kids are ein as they says shum tzad hashmata mi'mitzus pruru of ooh. Umisha bara yomo, whoever created his life, bara parnasasa tomit. How do you like that? Rabbi Vadya is big on this. He's a very big opponent of contraceptions as a general rule. He has Bliyadhar himself a huge family. And he always quotes this, manda yoiv chaya yoiv mizomi. That's the Aramaic version of this phrase, which is found in earlier sources. So now, what? Seems, Rav Osai, that although the question could be raised, after all, the Gemara Mem Dalet is talking about a mitzvah daraisa of Yibum. However, it seems that there's an objective reason for the ketotah. Objectively, it's a second marriage, kids from a second marriage, half siblings. It can easily lead to a ketotah. And therefore, they're more make them. However, today, individuals, in particular women, have their own cheshbonos. I'm going to say we're going to read in Koheles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim Osa Adam Yashar, Veheima Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim. Many calculations, which are not necessarily, they don't conform to the spirit of the halacha. They want their parnosa, their career. And you know what? Even Talmud Torah. And I'm sorry to say it, Talmud Torah for men, now Talmud Torah for women. A new cause to stop not having children. It's unbelievable. Every chum leads to a kula, they always say. In any event. So there are those who have written, and I'm sorry to have to disagree with them, they've written that today women suffer from anxiety and a rav is not qualified to judge the emotional state of a woman, and therefore it's advised that Rabbanu should stay out of this and let the couple decide to have children whenever they want. And of course, they don't ask. But if they ask, they want the Rav to give his approval to their conduct. I cannot give any approval to any such conduct. Unless the woman's health is compromised, there's no heter, to my mind, to practice contraception upon marriage. Now, it's true, psychiatric health is also health. But not every anxiety, or little, rises to the level. Rabbi say, if a woman is not anxious, she's nuts. Then she's crazy. You have to be anxious when you get married or if you're having a baby. How can a woman who's pregnant not be anxious? You know what goes on? There's so many things can go wrong in a pregnancy. Of course it should be. So, more than that, Rabbi Osai, an expression in the Gemara. Pirtza kara leganav. The hole attracts the ganav, the thief. Rabbi Osai, in Shbishanim Kadmonius, not so long ago, let's say 50 years ago, and before, it was assumed as a davar poshut that when a couple got married, they would live together normally, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed them with a child, they'd be blessed with a child. It was a davar poshut. It never came up in conversation. That was the assumption. Gradually, the pill and other causes, it started to become less of a davar poshut. So today, the sad fact is, that now in many circles, it's almost a davar poshut fakert. That you have to discuss it, and it'll be matter for 3 months, for 6 months, for 12 months. But what? Once the woman knows it's in the air, the heterim existed. Rabbi X is matter, Rabbi Y is matter. This is what causes the anxiety. Now I'm a neurotic rat. So should I go to Rabbi X and Y and say it's mutter? To Rabbi Z, is it it's us? The people are there, they know in advance what the answer they're going to get. That gives them anxiety. In the olden days, not so olden, they got married and then, that's how it was. You got married, if I Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed you, you had children right away. Never was discussed. There was no anxiety more than every single, of course, everyone has some level of anxiety. So what they do in the olden days, when they didn't have the courage to have children, you know what they did? They didn't get married. They postponed their marriages. There's a source for this in Chazal too. Right? You just read it a couple of weeks ago. No? What are the three things that you go back from the Meshuach Mochama? Bona Bayis, Nota Kerem, Nota Isha, in that order Chazal say Mesef Usota, that should be the order. In today's world is almost impossible. Those days, you apprenticed as a cobbler by 17, you already had a parnasa. You took some logs and built yourself a log cabin, you had a house. Rabbi Sack. We no longer have log cabins and we no longer have cobblers. Things take much longer. So people ask me, Rabbi Sack, so what do you mean? So if you're Rabbi, if you're not going to be matir contraception, so two terrible things can happen. One is they'll postpone the marriage and they'll be have hirurim roim. And worse, chas v'chalila, they can do what married couples do without the benefit of marriage. It's been known to happen in this country. Poneh abola pnuya, called the Rambam Issa Daraisa. Could be even Issa Koris of Nida, they won't let him into the mikvah. For this, I quote you the Sefer Akedah. In Parshas Vayera, this is a mind-boggling Akedah. You can get Akedah to talk on the screen? Yeah? If you can get me Akedah and Parshas Vayera, I'll show it to you because you're not going to believe it. Okay. If you can get it, I'm going to show it to you. The Yisod of the Akedah is found in Rabbi Avadya's Tshuvos on many occasions. And there's always the issue, if the rabbis are going to be strict in their psukim and in their public policies and whatever they want to call it now, so they're going to lead to individualized sin. And therefore, it's almost like you're trying to force the rabbi's hand. Like in the story of Rabbi Moshe. No, can't force the rabbi's hand, because the rabbi will say, what you do on your own recognizance, on your own responsibility, that's your private sin. To get the rabbanon to be matter, something they don't want to be matter, if they're matter it, can't find it. Okay. This should be a very famous sefer. Akedas Yitzchak is, I believe it was written in Spain in the 15th century? I think so. Really, I think it's before the expulsion, I think. It's very well written in Spain after 1492. I'm assuming it was written in Akedas Yitzchak.
This one?
No, not Megillas Esther. Okay, it's Yitzchak Ramo, the famous Yitzchak Ramo, right there. It's on Chumash, it goes on the Parshas.
Only 40 pages.
40 pages?
No, only first 40 pages.
Okay, I don't think by here the first. Well, maybe they're very long pages.
They usually let you look at the whole thing. I don't know.
There's a different one for different sections of Kodesh.
It's Pashas Vayera.
Well, let's take a look at the one for
Bereshit. Bereshit.
It'll be nice to us.
Let's see. Please be nice.
I don't know what's going on.
There's another one for Bereshit. There's another one. With two brushes. Try the next one. Maybe that one will give you more.
I'll try reloading the side.
Bad business. Try, see, maybe page 40 we'll get you to Vayera. You never know. Vayera? 201.
Nope.
Don't give it to me.
It's not recognizing that it's Y.
Oh, that's fine? Hmm. Are we on the network? We should be. That's really strange.
Should I keep it? But they gave you Vayera, no?
Let's try Hebrew books. Yeah, keep on going.
Okay. I'll but here is what is going to be. If you'll either believe me or you'll see it yourself. I'm not sure which is.
There we go.
There were people in the time of the. Oh.
No, I have to just.
Yes, I want Bereshit.
Read online.
Okay.
Bereshit.
Let's just go to a random page and see where that is.
It was page 201.
Oh, it was page 201?
I matched it on the other edition. Try 201. Oh. Doesn't say the name of the... No, Kayan.
Yeah,
try 401. It's still up to Kayan after 200 pages. Yishlam. I guess it's a little top... It's a front loaded, you know.
Right.
300. Try. Vayera! Okay, stop. Okay,
Vayera. Okay.
Nah, I guess we'll have to try to find it. You can't search it. It's not on Bar Ilan. Look. Okay, we'll try. I don't know what's going on here. How do you go further and back? Next. That's all previous. I don't know where I am. Remember this page, Kuf Samaches. Oh, Shali Shali. Talk about stone. Exactly. Something about stone. So we're in the right general suggests area. But I can't tell you for sure where it is. I'm sorry to take a few minutes to try to find this. Second. Wait, somewhere here, it's close. I can see what he's writing about. It looks like it's close to what you want. Here we go. Talk about Stone about that day. It was institutional bad behavior. That's the whole idea. It's the whole city. Ata Emanocha Hadosis Shiyatza Kalechad Bishalom Shliyana Zosal Oz Timtza Heta Ritzu Olakon. Can I go to the next? I'm going to go to the next page. Let's see. Let's try one more. Let's see what look at this now. This is the page. Chemed in b'chol ma shechoto wa yechid in b'chol tzibur v'tzibur v'frotz v'echad me'a yisurim shebetorah kagon v'yayin nesach of gvina shalakum o shatnes. He knew what he was talking about in Spain in those days, for those who know the history. V'chayotze shehelem ein ha-shoftim v'amanhigim matir osam kilehem mutorim in adin shekvar hofku b'zechatos ha-yochid El Chatos HaTzibur Michlola. Okay? Which is a disaster. Stone was destroyed because it became a Chatos HaTzibur. Now here's the unbelievable. This is unreal. This you wouldn't believe if I didn't show it to you. Look at this now. V'kamapamim nischabatati al zeh al odos hanoshim hakideshos prostitutes shoya asurin isurin rofreif biat shofte Yisroel asher bedoreinu. In our generation, I'm pretty sure this is 15th century Spain. They encourage them. They're on the payroll of the community. You know, they hire the Rov, the Chazen, the Shamis, and the Zayna. They're all what is this? Why? Ki amru kevan shematzilos esaravokim. There were these single boys with big etzaharis. Oh, ascholim, or even married men who were silly. Mechet iser eshes ish hachomer, because they would be involved in chalil and adultery. Omi sakonas hagoyos, would hang out with chickses. Mutav shiyavro alav zeh mishiyavole de yisaskilo sakona strefa. Do you believe it? When I said it was unbelievable, is it unbelievable? Vani danti al zeh pomen rabos lefneim v'lefnei gedoleim
V'sparti lehem Shachet ha-godol ha-sheyaver Olav ish ish mi-beis Yisrael B'seisem v'shalom l'das ha-rabim U'b'shus bezin Chatas yochiru V'hu shebavono yomus Aydei bezin shamal o'mato V'chol Yisrael nekiim K'mo shahoy avon pilegash begiva In my obedience, Shalom Osun, Hanoshim, Rishon, Men Levadon, Biad Yisrael. Omen Amacheta Koton, She Askimu all of Das Rabim, Vados Nitno, Bibote Dineem, Shalom Limchos Bo, not if you pay him on the, you don't protest against it, Hinehu Zima Vavon Plili, Vichata Sakol Kulo, Vlo Nitan the Mechila, and Lo Perona Sakol, Kimo Shoya, Bibne Binyamin, Al Shasas. Al ishtaf and bavon, for who hoy avon stone? Kmoshe biyanu shehem ubat edineim shalhem niskimu shalhachzi adoni viyevyom. For lo to, lechein tov umutav, she yikorsu o yisorfo o yisoklu hachatoyim ohem ben avshosam, mishe teyoker os echon meatorah baskom asarabim. Kmoshe oma bezesh osav uzul parashim bifnei atzmo, lo tia kadesha, kmoshe yizbor shom bezmes Hashem. ומישהו לא יקבל זה בדייתו, אין לו חלק בבינו ונחלה בתורס הלוקיס. Can you imagine this? Mind boggling. And this is the Avon Pesel Micha, Shalom Michu. You have to protest against this kind of activity. It's terrible. So tell me, I have to, because if you won't be matter, contraception, there'll be nichshol in Issa Kadesha, or even in Issa Nida. I quote the Akeda. I have to give them my. And that's a, it, it's this is for those who ask me. Okay, people don't ask me, don't ask me. But there's one psak of mine which relates to this directly. People come to the mikveh in Riverdale. And they come sometimes, they're not keeping it exactly the way I want it to be happening, but I want it. The way the Rambam wants it. This chatzitzes, nails, and long nails, and nail polish, and things which would, the Rambam says they shouldn't have. I always tell the lady, you let him in. I'm not going to pronounce kosher, she says. Kosher is a mikvah shpanka. You don't have to pronounce kosher, but you, they let him in. You don't use your karate ability to keep a woman out of the mikvah. Even if she's going with a chatzitza, with a rice, it's probably good, and maybe it's not mak, but many cool. There's only one person that I don't let you allow into one mikvah. Who's that? A single woman. If you don't know, you don't know. A single woman, send her out. Send her out!
Happen?
I think my policy is well known. They go to another mikveh that way, not this way, where there's a different policy apparently. I'm going to go into that right now. I want to say it. Because it's chatas hakol. I am causing maybe to do worse averus, so they don't go. The nida is worse averus than kadesha, granted. Sorry. We have to maintain the standards. So you have to. So the fact that they're going to say, if you're not going to be matur, they're going to live together without marriage, I'm sorry. Now.
I guess those are talking about Isurei commission.
Yeah.
Not Isurei commission.
Right.
So if it's not, if the Rabbanim would turn a blind eye towards contraception.
I have a blind eye. I don't run into anyone's bedroom and their bathroom and pull the pills out of the medicine chest and throw them into the garbage. Never did it, not even once. Never.
Maybe if they would say...
I don't throw out their diaphragms and their and that and I get shyless about diaphragms and I answer the shyless and I got shyless about pills and I answer the pills. No, I answer the shyless. But if you ask me, the answer is no. Finished. No, unless the woman's health is at risk, either physical and medical health or psychiatric health. Psychiatric health. Now it is true, Rabbi Osai, it is true that there are those who said. The prayer of we can fulfill later. The Nitziv in Shilta Hey Sifkotan Dalit talks about it. He says it's a mitzvah she'ena overis, and therefore, if a person wants to learn Torah, Yom Avalayla, he can push aside a mitzvah she'ena overis by not getting married. It's a big difference, in my view, between not getting married and practicing contraception for two reasons. Number one, not getting married. Is not going to be the solution for too many people for too long. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch created us with a nice, starky Yetzer Hara,
and assuming we're from a Yidden, you'll get married. Contrast this with someone who gives a heter for birth control, that can go on. You can give him for 3 months. You can take him, you can use it for 3 years and 5 years and as many years as he or she wants. And what are you gonna do? That's just the way it happens. In real life, that's what happens. I got a call last night. Someone said, I know you're a machmer in birth control. A woman got a heter 5 years ago to go and have birth control until she finished law school. She's finishing law school. And then what about she taking the bar? Alright? So I'm saying, this is what happens. But the Netziv is only makel for a person who's so involved in his Talmud Torah and he has no hirurim. If he has hirurim, he should get married. If he gets married, he should have children. More than that. By not getting married, you're just not giving yourself the opportunity to have a child. It's bad enough. By getting married and having relations, but doing it in a way which confounds the Kodesh Baruch Hu's desire and the Ruach HaTorah to have a child, that's worse. A, it can last indefinitely because you have your Yetzirah, it's being satisfied. And B, it's worth even conceptually and fundamentally. You're doing something with your own hands to stop what will be a natural process. This to me seems to be very, very, very problematic. Very problematic. And then and beyond that, there are those that when they get off the pills, they can't conceive. Some for a short period of time. And in rare cases, forever. And in even rarer cases, it was those 5 years of contraception that they blew it. Because if you look at the books, the single most significant factor in fertility of the woman is her age. The single most. Yes?
What about if someone was writing time for Israel?
Oh, slow. Kol zeh is when a young couple is going to be married and they have no children. Once they have a child, I do 180. I'm as strict as they can be, but before they have a child, once they have even one child, I have a whole different approach. They're ready, first of all, they fulfilled Shevis. And then the Tziv sister over there in Simon Hesif Kotnei, then once they fulfilled Shevis, he thinks he can no longer sell the Sefer Torah. That's a Pashup Shad in the Gemara and Megillah Chav Zayin, because of Shevis, not because of Pru Urvu. They fulfilled Shevis. They had a child. Number two, it's clear they're going to have children. There is secondary infertility sometimes, but that's a relative rarity. So they can have children, Baruch Hashem. Number three, she's shvach from having the child. She wants to take a break. Do we mean to say that a couple is required to have children one after another, after another, after another, as long as she is fertile? Every single year or year and a half to have a child? I don't think that's such a chiv. They say, oh, at Purubu, what happened to have all boys? 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 shvatim. So they're mechiv to go every year, have another shevet until they luck and have a girl? I don't think such a chiv exists. Moreover, my doctors tell me that it's medically preferable for a woman to wait a year after having a child before having a new pregnancy. Medical journals. You're not saying sakon. Not saying sakon. It's preferred medically. And therefore it seems to me that if it's preferred medically, that the Rabbanim should be taking into account this medical preference. You'll tell me, I'm making up a story. You need das Torah. No, this is das Reufim. Das Torah. I have a saying called the Nishmas Avraham. Nishmas Avraham is the new edition. On page Kuf Lamed Beis and Evan Ezra. This is the three quotes. The ultimate Das Torah. Listen to this. Muva b'shem ha-chazanish. Sha'achrei leida muto l'shtamash b'chol emtsoi ha-meniyah afilu kippa, which is like a kind of diaphragm, a cervical cap. Te'la harachik es ha-knisa l'heroyen L'shisha chadashim ad shana, afilu em ein la'isha shum sibuchim refuyim yuchadim. Ki tchifus aleidos gam nechshevus a suffix sakana. I wouldn't even use the word suffix sakana. It's just not healthy for her in the long term. For her, for the next baby. Frekam Shlem Azalman, footnote 132. Gam achrei leidor rishona? Answers the Chazon Ish, Gam Achrei Leila Rishona, period. You had this before, right? It's punctuation is everything. And he yelled at them, even though they weren't proven, they'll wait a year. I'm a big makel, Rabosai, after they already had a first child. A big makel. Truth is, Rav Moshe said, we read it inside yesterday, that there were those who said in Litta, they were mater moch for how long? For 2 years. It's a sheker. So I told you, did I tell you where the 2 years came from? We didn't discuss this? Meinekes, right. Did I mention it? Meinekes, no? I didn't mention it. Meinekes, Rabosai. A meinekes would typically nurse for... This, I think, is a Rashi in Chumash. Adi Gomel is Yitzchak. So maybe, I put too much into Rashi. No, I'm not sure what's really there, what's not really there. This is the Kriya Satorah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, exactly a week from today, Rabbi said. Right? Isn't it there? 1 second. Shem Pokad Asara. First day of Rosh Hashanah. Yomi Gomel is Yitzchak. Sof Chav Dalet Chodesh. This is correct. This is a Rashi. I put my magic Rashi has everything. This time, yeah. Ksubas Dav Samach. 2 years. So when they nursed exclusively, by the way, even today's journal will tell you, if you nurse exclusively, it's a contraceptive. The reason why everyone says, oh yeah, famously, I got pregnant when I was nursing. Because they didn't nurse exclusively. They gave a little water here, a little formula there, a little baby seal there, a little baby jars there. It still works. So therefore, one could argue, that's what they were saying in Lit as a sheker, that they gave you 2 years because they wanted you to be able to recuperate just as they did in the old years. The old days they did by nursing. Now they don't nurse so long. Nursing was out of style in those years. So you do it through some other contraceptive. Whatever the contraceptive is. I'm not going to the details now, whether it's even a diaphragm, which is maybe mutter called to the Mordechai or the Svarim, or with pills, or with IUDs, intrauterine devices, which is all the way in. Certainly there's no issue of moch when it comes to these things. Remotion talks about pills, is worried about bleeding and IUDs. We're bleeding, it's a concern. But the concern sometimes can be addressed in different ways. Fascinating. Beyond 2 years is not so simple. Although, the word is out there that the rumor and that the Rav Echad that was being quoted by Rav Moshe that we said was a lie was none other than Rav Henkin. And here I have Shut B'nai Bonin, written by his grandson, Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, who writes in Chelet Aleph, I believe it is, in Simon Lamed, Old Posek HaGorin Mori Zekeni Zechat Tzad Levroch Al Chaim Abba. Shemutu liyishol lemnoa heroyon afilu laarba v'yoseh shana machrei aleda kishetzricha letabu bevlad v'horekein halocha lemaisa kama pomim v'lo chilek benim kiyem abal piri v'rivya olo. What's his mocker? Ksuvas daf samach. Same daf. We said 2 years. Yeah. Tana rabbonon yonek tinek v'holek ad esrim rabba chodesh. Yeah, the Rabbi Lezer b'Shu Omer. No, I feel the arba v'chomesh shanin. Since you can nurse, it's permissible to 4 or 5 years. And nursing, we know, is a contraceptive. So if you need to take care of your first child, Rav Henkin was matter, according to this report, even for 4 or 5 years. And he quotes his grandfather was matter a diaphragm. Dalet yud aleph pei resh aleph men. So it could be because Rav Henkin is the one that his grandson quotes him 4 or 5 years. Oh, that's a lot. 2 years normally. And Rav Moshe said it's not true. Of course, it could be true for one of the different reasons. Maybe Brian from is less than Moch. Maybe Moch is more than the Chol HaNoshim with the Mordechai. There are different reasons to say such a thing. So there is a lot of room to be made, Rav Osai, if you ask me. But only after the couple is blessed with the child. Le'erev al Tanach Yedecha. They already had a boy and a girl. Then, why do you have to wait for the ketata of a second wife? What about your first wife? The Ramah says, if you're going to have your second wife, going to give you tzaras with ketatas, if you marry a bas bonim, you can marry a lav bas bonim. What's wrong with having your wife herself be a lav bas bonim? She's afraid about ketatas. What if to fight with you? She'll fight with you. So therefore, once you fulfilled Pru Revu, and your wife wants to have no more children, it seems to me, what are you going to say? You're going to be a ketata. Now I'm going to get involved in the ketata. Rabosai, the shiltas, we mentioned the shiltas in Siman Hey. There's another shiltas in Siman Kuf Samach Hey. And another one in Siman Kuf Gimel. And the shiltas, the Tiv talks about all of them. Where the Netziv points out that the shiltas seems to be saying that the reason you have to have more than one child is based, look at the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara, we remember the Gemara on Samach Beis Amid Beis. He just makes the Gemara much more pointed. It's a Gemara, it's a pasuk really, if you're based on the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Hoyle banan bizik bialduso, or yisla, not isha bialduso, isha bizignuso. Hoyle banan bialduso, yisla banan bizignuso. Shenema, babokers raz arechas. We're going to read Koelis in a few weeks. Will a erev al tanach yadecha. Why? It tells you exactly why. Ki ein chayodea eze yichshar. Hazeh ozeh v'yimshneyem ki echot tovim. A pasuk in Koelis. Says in the Shiltas very pointedly, the reason you have to have more than two kids, if you have a boy and a girl, because you're afraid, you're not sure you'll be matzliach with your first kids. What do you mean matzliach with your first kids? What does matzliach mean? To become the god of Ador? So, it doesn't say. The Shiltas doesn't say, the Netziv doesn't say. May I suggest, the yatzliach means, there'll be Yireyim and Shleimim, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. They'll say, come on. Puruvu, umilu es arts vikim shua. Doesn't say to be Torah Mitzvahs. This may be only, Rabosai, only before Matan Torah. When the Puruvu was simply to populate the world. But once Matan Torah could be the Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha, that Puruvu is for a member of Klal Yisrael, is to maintain the continuity of Klal Yisrael with Torah Mitzvahs. If they go Chalila off the Derech, Rachmana Litzlan, maybe you weren't Matzliach in your endeavor. Chalila v'chalila. And so you don't know if to be Matzliach. Literally, Eza Yichshar. We hope. We hope and pray. Everyone davens. Everyone has any brains davens. Shneim Gecha Tov. You should have the early, younger children should be great. The older children should be great. But any other day is a yechshar. There's a lot of off the derech throughout the world. Rachmona litzlan. You should never know from these things. Maybe that's the interpretation of the Netziv and of the Shiltas. I was speaking to Rav Shech, the Shalita, and he told me that he had a couple of sources for this potentially. One is a Magad Mishnah. The Gemara is over here, Rav Osai, a very interesting shaila, a fascinating shaila. Rabbi said, what happens if an individual has children when he's a goy? Tav samach beis amen aleph, the third wide line. Hoyu lo bonim bi yoso akum, vinis gaya. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. I'm leaving something out. Where is it? Oh, the last narrow line, I'm sorry. Herla bana biyoso akum finiskar Rabbi Yochanan Amar kiyem periver Rishlokish Amar lo kiyem periver. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam writes nisgayer hu veheim. He converted and the children converted. What do you mean hu veheim? So the Magen Mishnah suggests this on that Rambam and Perek tells us what it's on the side where it is. So you can see in the back of the end Mishpat HaMolek that in order to fulfill, it's only if this guy Huvehen. Why? Some say it means Afilu Huvehen because there's less connection to them if they both do this guy separately. But why only Huvehen? Because the nature of the mitzvah has changed. You became Jewish, now your mitzvah is to have Jewish children. And Jewish children really means Shomer Mitzvahs. That's source number one. Source number two is an Agadata in Brochas Daf Yud Amud Aleph, famous, world famous Agadata. Yeshayahu Navi comes to Yechizkiyahu and says, you're going to die. Why? Lo asakta the Piriv Rivya. He defended himself. I know, I saw b'nevuah that nafik mi meni minoi b'nei de lo mali. You can have a son, Menashe, who's a dua b'odah zara, and destroy everybody, destroy Klal Yisrael. answered Yeshayahu HaNavi, Bahadi kafshid rachman olam aloch. You do what you have to do and don't worry about the Kodesh Baruch Hu's secrets. So what does that mean? What's the machlekes? Could be that enochinami, that you don't fulfill pruravu if your son's an Oman Avodah Zarah. But it's not your business. You have to do, you have to proceed naturally. I should look on the Ein Yaakov. They haven't looked there yet in Baruch Hu's Tafyur. So these are possible sources for this concept. For this concept. Now you've shot in the Nitziv. Now Rabosai. Open the Shulchan Aruch to Simen Hei Pischei Tshuva Sifkatan Yudav. Please look. This is going to be, I guess, really on the... You know what? Let me instead of putting on the next Maram HaKomo, I'll do it right now. It'll take us a minute, and we'll only have another 8 minutes. So let's do it right now. Samach Hayim at base. Samach Hayim at base. Look at this Gemara. The last four lines. Yehudis Tvisud Rabbi Chia. Havalot Tzaleida. Everyone has Tzaleida. She had an exceptionally difficult Tzaleida. Shanoi Mona. She changed her clothes. Va'asa L'Kamedi Rabbi Chia. She was his own wife. She masqueraded as somebody else and he didn't pick it up. She wasn't a very good actress. He didn't realize his own wife. Amra, it's a mifkud apir v'rivya. Is a woman chayim puravu? Amra lo. You didn't have to go to Rabbi Chia for that. I could have told you that without Rabbi Chia. Okay. Azla ishtiya samedi akarta. She drank a potion which made her infertile for life. The Sophi Gloy Milsa. He turned out, he realized what happened over here. Oi, he said, Gavald, I wish I'd have another child. Okay. Says, open the Shulchan Aruch. You all have Shulchan Aruch. Simen Hey, Sif Yud Beis. Open up, everybody, please. Simen Hey, Sif Yud Beis. Hamashke Kosha Likwin, La'odam Olashab Balechayim, L'Sarsa Areza, Osir. Vein Loganol. Ha'isha muteres lishtos ikrin kedei lisar sachalo telek. A woman's permitted, she's not allowed to use a knife to cut something that she's not allowed to do. That's halach, that's sif yud aleph. Also la hafsa evari hazer be ma'odim be behema. Okay? And then it says further, it says over there, ha'masar sa nekeva be'nodim be behema sh'aminim potra avaloser. Some say it's a derais, some say it's a rabbana. But over here, there's no act of sirah. It says the holy pischei tshuva. Sifkot on yud aleph, kot achasam sofer. Isha mitzteres bei royan v'leida. Yishayel ala mishtei kol sikrin. Yeah. He says as follows. If she has not any children, yalokim b'sheves, lo tishte kol sikrin. Because she should try to have a child. In kvakim b'sheves called who? Sharia. I feel a blow tzah klal without any unusual tzah leida. That's only a pnuya. Inami b'nisua k'divis v'der abichia ubi yameyem shayokhala bali siyusha lishta olagasha bal karacha v'im kenim and mutuah v'ibonim v'rotza l'kayim l'ayam t'anach yadecha yokhal lisa acheres olagasha zu. You have an option. Abel ho'idna d'inchen rabbeta gesha maragola tzricha v'shus mi baila. Oh, to Sratza the Kabbalah, get me a minute. Now, she says she does brinksmanship. I'm doing it. You know what? Divorce me. Omnamim who ain't a rota the gasha. Vigam lolita nerishus. That's a game of chicken. Who's going to blink first? Nirali. The ain't a mukhuyevas the tzaratin neshibuddha shemeshubedas labal. So in certain cases, she's permitted to take this kol shalikrin. He did prevent her from having children forever. She's not mashuma to have a special, particularly difficult tzaleida once the husband already fulfilled the mitzvah puravu. Even though he can no longer today do the divorcer or take a second wife. Seems to me, Rabbi will say as follows. When a couple gets married, there are many unspoken assumptions. Bechsidim, the unspoken assumption is they will have children and children and children and children as long as she's fertile and have children. Into double digits. That's the unspoken assumption in the Hasidic family. Is that correct? Everyone knows Hasidic families? Not everyone is so perfectly healthy. Who knows what? That's your assumption. Yeshivishes, they don't always crack double digits, but it's up there. That's the unspoken assumption when they get married in Lakewood. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help them, they can have many children, approaching or surpassing double digits. More modern families, not that way. So it's not the unspoken assumption. But they'll try to have, you know, well, not just a minimal family, ZPG, two children, that's ZPG. Zero population growth, the world can't go on like that. So they assume they'll have, I don't know, three children, four children, five children, six children. That's what the, in the more, I mean, these were modern, I'm not, so that is an assumption. I don't think it's right for a woman who gets married, an assumption, after she has two kids, boy and a girl, she locked in, now she'll pull out the chasam sofer with the pizcha chum, is that no more? No. Unless there are exceptional circumstances. She made a silent commitment when she got married to have the approximate number of children that part of society, in the Torah society, will accept. Nonetheless, it can't be mechayim. That's even to stop completely. Kol shalikra, he's talking about. That she's infertile for life. To space the children, I believe that you have a right to do so. As I said to you before, 1 year for sure. Even healthier, 2 years if necessary, based on the Hanukkah. Beyond the 2 years of Rav Henkin's 4 or 5, that to me is a very big. That was a rarity even then. That to me, that's only in a very exceptional case. But it's against Rav Moshe. I'm being the first. Rav Moshe says no. Rav Moshe is not willing to allow. Is Rav Moshe still on our screen? I have to get him all over again. He's still on. I just press a few buttons. I can get him. How do I get him? On the bottom. Tell me, where is he? How are you? I'm looking at the bottom, I can't find him. Should we in the bottom?
This one?
Which one?
This screen?
Just
click on the one I can't. Maybe click here.
Which one? The X?
No.
This?
I think so, unless did I. I don't know, that's weird. I guess it went away.
Went away? Alright, so you look it up yourself. In Igros Moshe Chelik Dalet, we had seen Simon Ayin together. In Simon Ayin Gimel, Anaf Aleph, he prohibits Moch and discourages birth control in general, even though the woman is taking care of a sick child. I don't understand. Taking care of a sick child is an important thing. But that's very much, maybe on Sunday we'll pull it up, as you call it. Pull it up. But that's what Moshe writes. Here he calls Rav Henkin. He doesn't even say necessarily a sick child. Take care of a child. 2 years. Yeah? Rav Moshe doesn't seem to go into that for some reason. So I consider myself a big liberal when it comes to contraception. But before the first child, fire. I'm against it. And I'll tell you one story before I end. The story goes as follows. 30 years ago, couple came to me. I hardly knew them really at the time. I knew him from Camp Marashah, from the first. It wasn't even in the Kerlilism. I knew him from the ball field, you know, whatever. Very nice fellow. And I had a connection to him too. Sister of his, whatever, old story. Comes with his collar and wants to talk to me. Came to my study in the Motzei Shabbos at home in Riverdale. And I say, we want to talk about birth control. Right away I said, go ask somebody else. This is 30. I said, go ask somebody else. No! You want your opinion? I said, go with somebody else. No. So he was going to be a doctor, if I'm not mistaken. And she was very anxious. Never going to be home, a resident, never going to be home. I said, I'm sorry. So I see she started to tear up, the poor, very young Kala. And what am I going to do? To give in to the tears of a woman who made that mistake? Automarishan. There's the medrash. She starts crying, so that's why Eif Neir Tadas. If you have to learn from the mistakes of history, you know? So she started to cry. They went on their way. 10 years later or so, I met them at a yeshiva dinner. They said, can we talk to you inside? Call me over to the side. But no one's looking. I was yeshiva dinner. Yeah, yeshiva dinners. Well, they said, do you remember us? I said, yeah. Do you remember what we came to see before we got married? I said, yeah. Do you remember what we came to speak about? I said, yeah. Reaches into his wallet and pulls out, you know, people having their wallet, a beautiful photo of five Zisa Kinderlach. Such sweet faces. Ah! Tells me the following story. We left your house, went down to the car. The minute we got to the car, my wife, then my collar, burst out into uncontrollable sobbing. I just saw the beginning, a few tears. But we agreed to whatever you said. We came to thank you. Thanks to your advice, we're blessed with a child, and then thank God another child. I would have given him a happy afterwards, but another child, and another child. Another child. We realize now that the perspective that we had when we were just Chas and Kala and we were just so young, we didn't realize that Baruch Hashem, they had more children after that. And I met this woman not that long ago, and she tells me, I got a Molotov. Yes, there was the bris of my first grandson. Ah! All this because they moved on it. You know, you wait a couple of years here and a couple of years there and before you turn around. And they were great, and they said, please tell our story to everybody. A couple give you a hard time, I tell them the story, the Talmidim, I'm telling you the story. It's an important story. It shouldn't be a subject of discussion. It should be a devil pashut. It should be a devil pashut that this is what you do. That Kadosh Baruch is a bracha. You saw Mandayov, Chayov, Mazon, there's a Makar. You'll be managed somehow. Career, you put your balance, you juggle, whatever you do. Until at least one child is born. I'm not against large families, Chalila. I think I encourage it very strongly. Child, you want to space a little bit, a year, 2 years, I understand that. But the beginning? And then I'm always bothered by the infertile couples that they come to me. I said, what if they would have started early? Maybe it would have been a different outcome. Rabosa, I said my piece. Mishma, Sunday will continue with the sugya. Maybe by Monday I'll have a chance to start the next. But the Lina and the Maramakomas, I'll have you on Sunday.